Every day on her way to and from work, Laura Bates, like millions of women around the world, suffered indignities, big and small.
It just made me sit down and ask myself, why is this normal?
She launched a website called Everyday Sexism, and thousands of women, and even some men, started to share their stories too. Ideas around gender and power on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we're going to spend some time with music from Brazil, but not in the way that you think. After recent elections there in that country, the newly elected president, Jair Bolsonaro, has taken what political observers there have called a hard turn to the right. He has expressed plans for policies that many consider oppressive and even antagonistic to that country's indigenous populations. Brazil has an unfortunate history with authoritarian governments. When it was ruled by a military dictatorship, many musicians used their music to speak out, sometimes at the cost of their lives. So this week, we're going to explore music and democracy in Brazil, music from the past as well as the present. And to guide us, I've invited Paula Abreu to join us. She is from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. She is also the Associate Director of Programming for the City Parks Foundation in New York City. Paula, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you were very generous and kind to send a bunch of music, and I'm looking at the dates, and I think, why don't we just go back in time? Let's start in the 1970s and some of the music that was coming out in Brazil, because it was not only spoke out against the government, but it also was very influential musically as well. So what's this first song we're going to hear?
So this first song is called Apesar de Você. It's from my all-time idol, Chico Buarque. I'm a huge fan. To me, he's one of the best singer-songwriters in Brazil, probably till this date. So he wrote this song in the 70s, and he sent it to the censorship department back then, because they had to approve all the songs before they were released.
Wow.
Yeah, and they didn't catch. He played with the words in this song, so figuratively, it sounds like a fight between two lovers, but it's talking about the dictatorship. Like, even though you exist, even though what you did to me, tomorrow is another day. It sounds like you're talking to a woman, or to a man, but it's actually about the dictatorship. And what happened was, a year later, the dictatorship finally understood the message in the song, and they censored the song and destroyed all the recordings. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
So this is Chico Buarque.
Chico Buarque, de Holanda, yes.
Amanhã vai ser outro dia. Hoje você é quem manda, falou, tá falado. Não tem discussão, não. A minha gente hoje anda falando de lado e olhando pro chão. Viu você que inventou esse estado, inventou de inventar toda a escuridão. Você que inventou o pecado, esqueceu-se de inventar o perdão. Apesar de você você, onde vai se esconder da enorme euforia? Como vai proibir quando o galo insistir em cantar? Água nova brotando e a gente se amando sem parar. Quando chegar o momento, esse meu sofrimento, vou cobrar com juros, juro. Todo esse amor reprimido, esse grito contido, este samba no escuro. Você que inventou a tristeza, ora tem a fineza de desinventar. Você vai pagar e é dobrado cada lágrima rolada nesse meu penar. Apesar de você amanhã há de ser outro dia, ainda
ainda pago pra ver o jardim florescer, qual você não queria. Você vai se amargar vendo o dia raiar sem lhe pedir licença. E eu vou morrer de rir que esse dia há de vir antes do que você pensa. Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã há de ser.
Poesia, como vai se explicar vendo o céu clarear de repente impunemente? Como vai abafar nosso coro a cantar na sua frente? Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Você vai se dar mal, etc e tal, laraiá, 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 laraiá.
Okay, Paula, you talked to us a little bit about the lyric. Now, what's going on musically? Because this is still very popular forms of music in Brazil at that time, correct?
Correct.
So what are we hearing?
It's a hopeful song for tomorrow and sort of chanting and making us believe that tomorrow will be another day. So people singing that back then was a hopeful song. And it's a samba and it has this carnival feeling to it. The marchinhas de rua, I don't know if you know that, what that is, but the traditions of street carnival in Brazil. So this is a classic of a song that would be played in the streets in carnival and people singing happily, trying to think that tomorrow will be another day. And the censorship did not realize that when it was released, but when they saw people singing it on the streets, then it clicked, and a year later they banished the song, was censored from the federal government, and they stormed the headquarters of the label and destroyed all the remaining copies of the records.
That was A Passar de Voce, and excuse my Portuguese. I'm gonna torture it this week.
No,
here on the
it
show.
Sounds good. It's okay. Close.
That was Chico Buarque. Now, Paula, tell us a little bit about Chico Buarque and this generation of musicians who came out of that era, because then not only did they make resistance music, but they also created a type of music that became very popular. This is where the Tropicália came from, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So tell us a little about some of these musicians and how that all that stuff came together.
Yeah, so Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil were really at the forefront of this movement too, but there's so many. Mutantes, Gal Costa, Nara Leão, Rogério Duprat. There are many musicians and composers that were at the forefront of it. And there's even a classic album called Tropicália with all of them together. But what they were experiencing back then is that they were trying to record and to compose their songs that had a message. They were very upset with what was going on politically. But not only that, there are a lot of these songs that talk about people of Brazil not realizing what was going on and not being vocal. So they were trying to send a message. And there's a great example of that. One of the songs, É Proibido, Proibido. Caetano did a speech right after he performed the song at the Festival da Canção, and Mutantes was playing with him. And the booing was massive. And he kept saying, you don't understand what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. So Tropicália is a countercultural movement that has a lot of people from that generation was involved. Many of them were also, they went into exile. Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil were arrested in the end of 68. And they left the country in 69, exiled. And Chico Buarque also was exiled, and many others. So it was a very hard and difficult moment where they, there was a lot of creativity, a lot of very talented young musicians, and they were trying to send a message, but all at the same time being repressed.
Okay, this is from 1967. This is the track Tropicalia from the self-titled album by the great Caetano Veloso.
Quando Pero Vaz Caminha descobriu que as terras brasileiras eram verdes e verdejantes, escreveu uma carta ao rei. Tudo que nela se planta, tudo cresce e floresce. E o Gals na época gravou.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sobre os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no planalto central do país. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. Viva a bossa, sassá, viva a palhoça, sassá, sassá. O monumento é de papel, crepô e prata, os olhos verdes da mulata, a cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata, o luar do sertão. Monumento não tem porta, a entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta, e no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. Viva a mata, ta, ta, viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina, coqueiro, brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ai, ai, ai. Viva Bahia, ai, 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 ai. Viva Maria, ai, ai, ai. Viva Bahia, ai, 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 ai. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes. Senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai à roça, porém o monumento é bem moderno, não disse nada do modelo do meu terno, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da.
You're listening to Alt Latino. We're talking about music and democracy in Brazil with Paula Abreu. I'm Felix Contreras, and that was Caetano Veloso.
So talking about Caetano Veloso specifically, I'm going to mention another song of his that's one of my all-time favorites. It's called O Índio. And in this current political context we are in, where basically there's, like many people say, where there's an assault on the Amazon going on and the indigenous people are unprotected, I think this song, O Índio, elevates the importance of the indigenous people of Brazil. They are taken for granted, misunderstood, and I think this is a beautiful, not only melodically, the lyrics, and it's a beautiful tribute.
Okay, this is Índio. It was written by Caetano Veloso and here performed by Margaret Meninges.
Música. colorida e brilhante de uma estrela que virá em uma velocidade estonteante e pousará no coração do hemisfério sul da América num claro instante. Depois de exterminada a última nação indígena, o espírito dos pássaros e as fontes de água límpida, mais avançado que a mais avançada das mais avançadas das tecnologias, virá impávido que nem Mohamed Dali, virá que eu vi tranquilo e infalível como Bruce Lee. Apaixonadamente como Peri, virá que eu vi o axé do Aboxé, filhos de Gandhi. Virá um índio preservado em pleno corpo físico, em todo sólido, todo gás, todo líquido, em átomos, palavras, alma, cor, em gesto, em cheiro, em sombra, em som, em luz, magnífico. Num ponto equidistante entre o Atlântico e o Pacífico, o objeto sim, resplandecente, descerá o índio. E as coisas que eu sei que ele dirá, fará, não sei dizer assim de um modo explícito. Virá impávido que nem Mohamed Ali, virá que eu vi tranquilo e infalível como Bruce Lee. Virá que eu vi apaixonadamente como Peri, virá que eu vi o axé do Aboxé, filhos de Gandhi. Virá e aquilo que nesse momento se revelará aos povos, surpreenderá todos, não por ser exótico, mas pelo fato de poder ter sempre estado oculto, quando terá sido o óbvio. Virá impávido que nem Mohamed Ali, virá que eu vi tranquilo e infalível como Bruce Lee. Virá que eu vi apaixonadamente como Peri, virá que eu vi o axé do Aboxé, filhos de Gandhi. Virá que eu vi o axé do Aboxé, filhos de Gandhi.
This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. We're talking with Paula Abreu about music and democracy in Brazil. Paula, you worked for Summer Stage in New York, and I got to say, like, Summer Stage has been very, very active in promoting and bringing in music from Brazil so people here can experience what's going on there. Contemporary music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Summer Stage, since the 90s, I think it was one of the first festivals to bring Brazilian musicians to New York City. It started, like, with Tom Zé, with Astel Valença, Caetano, Gilberto Gil, Lenine, The Doors. I mean, many, many have been there. Since I've been working there for 7 years, I was very fortunate to be able to bring some of those artists. And in the last couple of years, we've also partnered with Brazil Summer Fest. And I would just love to emphasize, like, the importance of Summer Stage in Brazilian culture and music coming to New York City. It's from since the 90s, from 30 years ago, and my predecessors did an incredible job, and I'm very proud to be continuing it.
Okay, now let's take a minute to hear from our friends at NPR's Latino USA, this time in Spanish.
Hola, soy María Hinojosa, del programa Latino USA. Esta semana, una conversación con la actriz Gina Rodríguez. Hablamos de su infancia en Chicago, su carrera como actriz, y por qué le encantó ser la estrella de la película de acción Miss Bala. Escúchanos en nuestro podcast Latino USA.
This is Alt Latino, and we're talking about music and democracy in Brazil with Paula Abreu. And Paula, you brought in a song that addresses women's place in Brazilian society.
Yeah, historically, since the early 19th century and going through samba singer-songwriters that were not recognized, through now, there's a lot of resistance not only towards racial, but also women. But in this case, I'm going to mention Elza Soares, who is she has a dramatic life story, and she fought racism and misogyny all her life. This song, A Carne, it was written by Marcelo Yuca, Ulisses Capeletti, and Seu Jorge in 98, and it's perfect for Elza Soares, and the recording, her version is perfect, it's a classic. And it denounces basically the hypocrites and abhorrent racism in Brazil. In Brazil, just a reminder, that it's a country that has more non-white people than white, like more people identify themselves with brown or black, whatever that is, than white. And even though there's an identity issue there. And so this song, Carne, is perfect.
A carne mais barata do mercado é a carne.
Liga aí.
A carne mais barata no mercado é a carne negra. A carne mais barata no mercado é a carne negra. A carne mais barata no mercado é a carne negra. A carne mais barata no mercado é a carne negra.
Só cego não vê.
Negra.
Okay, Paula, obviously we jumped into the time machine and brought it up to, it looks like 1998, because we're hearing some record scratching in the form of hip-hop references. What else are we hearing? We're hearing this heavy funk from Brazil, correct?
Correct. Yeah, this song was actually first released by Farofa Carioca, who is a samba, electro samba, if you can call it. And this song has a lot of this in it. And it has many different recordings to it, but this one that you pull out is really, I really love this version. And yeah, it's that the late 90s and early 2000s, there's a lot of that in Brazil going on.
I want to move to, can I pick a song?
Please.
Okay. I see on your list you have Johnny Hooker and Lineker.
Yes.
Now, I saw Lineker at South by Southwest a few years ago, and it was, I think it was just a matter of days after the woman who was the LGBTQ advocate and activist was killed in Brazil. And Lineker, she gave a really heartwarming retelling of her story and then this amazing performance of one of her songs. Talk to us a little bit about the song that you brought in today for this.
Yeah, the song I brought in, Flutua, is actually by Johnny Hooker, and he invited Lineker to sing with him. It's beautiful. They're both from São Paulo. And in São Paulo right now, I feel that there's a movement towards freedom of expression, freedom of identity, gender identity, and the two singing the song together and being affectious with each other. It just, to me, it's a sweet, heartwarming message and feel to it. And I know Lineker very well. I mean, she performed at Summer Stage 3 years ago. The show was wonderful. And I was also the Womack Samurai last year. We picked her to perform at Womack. So she I love her, and I can't wait to see how far her career is going to go. But Johnny Hooker, I don't think has come to New York or to the U.S. He's also an amazing artist. And seeing that collaboration between both of them, to me, was a beautiful thing to see. And just, I should say, in the last recent 5 years, there's been a lot of transgender artists raising their profiles in Brazil, which is also, to me, a positive, the upside of all this. They are being more vocal, and they feel confident to go out there and put out their message.
And I do have to add before we play the song that Lineker was featured on A Tiny Desk here at NPR recently, so go online and check that out as well.
Deus e coisas tais. Quando virem rumores do nosso amor, baby, eu já cansei de me esconder entre olhares sussurros com você. Somos dois homens e nada mais. Eles não vão vencer, baby, nada de ser em vão. Antes dessa noite acabar, dance comigo a nossa canção. Soltas pelo chão, teu corpo teso, duro são, e o teu cheiro que ainda ficou na minha mão. Um novo tempo há de vencer,
pra que a gente possa florescer e baby amar, amar sem temer. Eles não vão vencer, baby, nada a dizer em vão antes dessa noite acabar.
Baby, escute,
é a nossa canção.
We are listening to music from Brazil. That was Johnny Hooker and Lineker with the song Flutuar. Did I say that right?
It's more Flutuar.
Flutuar.
That, okay. No, but that's fine.
I'm getting there. By the end of the show, I'll be fluent.
Yeah, I'll be fluent.
We're talking to Paula Abreu. She brought in a lot of great music, and we're going through the songs, as many as we can get to. I think now I want to play a track. Oh, can I play another track?
Yes, please. Okay. I love that you're choosing. Because for me, let me tell you, it's very hard to choose because I'm so connected to each one of these, and they're different. They have different stories and different contexts. It's hard to prioritize.
Well, we've played Carol Conca on our show before. Tell us about Carol Conca, and then tell us about the track that you brought in.
Carol Conca, she won the Best Artist Award and for Prêmio Multishow Show in Brazil. And she's acclaimed as one of the best rappers, female rappers in Brazil, and also a key voice in the feminist movement in our country. This song, Tombei, it has to do with the Geração Tombamento. And she was thinking of the word Tombei, and someone sort of proved her using this word on social media. But what I love about it is that she... The verse when she says, "Quando mamazita fala vagabundo senta," it's a message like men need to know how to listen. You shut up when I'm talking. And I think it's like I said, that this movement, Geração Tombamento, is a bunch of female and young, not only female, but young musicians proclaiming their identity, racial identity and gender identity, and not being afraid to do so. They're very young and very talented, and Carol is one of them. It's not a movement like Tropicália was organized, or, no, but there is clearly a movement, a group of musicians that are taking power and they're proclaiming their identity through music.
Baguncei a divisão, esparramei, peguei sua opinião, um, dois, pisei. Se der palpitação, não dá nada, conta até três. Negrita, bela, caia, cala, que samba no beat. Se quiser conferir, vem cá pra ver se aguenta. Miro muito bem enquanto você tenta. Enquanto mamacita fala, vagabundo senta. Mamacita fala, vagabundo senta. Depois fala, me tocar, não adianta fugir. Vai ter que se misturar ou se bater de frente, periga cair. Já que é pra tombar, tombei. Bem, bem. Já que é pra tombar, tombei.
Okay, Paula, thank you so much for bringing it in, and thank you for bringing in all the music.
Thank you.
I want to remind you that you can hear this music on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and as always, thank you for listening.
Faça o que eu falo, e se tiver tão complicado, é porque não tá preparado. Se retire, pode ir, causando tombamento.